We're in sunny Edinburgh, rainy Edinburgh, sunny Edinburgh. It's been just as Edinburgh is today. I'm sat with Bill Hill and we are inside, I don't know where we are actually, where are we?
The Royal McGregor.
And you brought us here at the end of a wonderful tour.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite places to take visitors.
Tell me where you took the stag party that I'm currently spending some time with. Where did you take us today?
I took you to the Grass Market. Told you all about the public hangings that used to take place there. And then I took you up one of the prettiest streets in Edinburgh, full of very exclusive shops, tailors, etc. And then I took you to Greyfriars Churchyard and told you the story of the little dog that guarded his master's grave for 14 years after his death. Then I took you up to the castle and told you about the origins of Edinburgh. And we're not finished yet, you know. I brought you into this lovely place where they make good food. You've just had haggis, neeps and tatties.
Which was absolutely delicious. The interesting thing is, this isn't my first time in Edinburgh. I've been here a few times, but I don't feel like I've seen it at all until you took us down all these nooks and crannies and back lanes and streets, and we might nip up an alleyway and you say, this fortified house here, so on and so forth. I'm thinking, there's so much hidden history. I mean, how do you narrow down for a particular tour? Do you look at people and go, I think you guys will appreciate this?
Well, what I do usually is I build up a profile of the clients on the internet, where they come from, etc. And I find out what their professions are as well. And let's say I get doctors, then I take them round on a medical tour of Edinburgh, because some of the greatest medical discoveries in the world took place here. Some of the greatest inventions that were ever put in the world were invented here, etc. So there's always something to take. Americans in particular love to have their history and how it links back to the old country. And I can make a connection between every state in the United States and my own country.
Wow. And the things you just throw in there casually, as we're passing a cafe, you'll say, oh, that's where the first Harry Potter was written. I'm like, what, really? I had no idea. And, oh, in this building there, that's where the first encyclopedia was put together. And I'm like, wow. And everything you point out beggars so many more questions, because I was straight away thinking, okay, so was the encyclopedia compiled, written by Scots? Does that mean that the history was truer than it might have been from an encyclopedia made in London?
No. The Scots were trying to reshape the education system at that time and to move away from a system of regency teaching in universities, where a professor would teach a number of subjects. And they were trying to put together the first disciplined approach to teaching. And that's what happened, and this series of learned documents came out, and that's what shaped education. I'm not going to be modest, it shaped it throughout the Western world.
And one of the things that people were doing were using these books, this literature, to educate themselves if they couldn't afford to go to a school. And at the time, the richest man in the world was self-educated.
That was Andrew Carnegie.
Oh, look at all this stuff I've learnt. Normally, we thought we were coming in just to drink. Although you have brought us to some mighty fine ale house as well.
Well, I'll tell you, it's not all been success, because the first use of the cola nut to flavour a soft drink was done in Dundee. And they said it would never catch on.
Right, and now look, you can't move for sponsorship down the south at the moment.
But let me tell you something, this is the only country in the world where Coke or Pepsi are not the top drinks, you know, soft drinks. Iron Brew in Scotland, our second national drink.
That was the first thing I reached for this morning, actually, due to having a slightly fuzzy head, and the promise of clarity was on that bottle, and yeah, in that bottle.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what about Scotland? And, you're a man with a lot of personal opinions, which we have to extract from you, because you're normally storytelling and sharing history. But your personal opinion of Scotland right now and its position in the world?
Where is it going to go? Well, it's got world focus at the moment, and it's got a lot of focus in America, because American and Scottish history, there are a number of parallels there, and Scottish and Canadian history also. I think that we are on a trajectory that will see us become good neighbours, but not one controlling the other. And that's the way I'd like it to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of others as well.
Yeah.
As long as this currency stays at least a little bit similar, even though we can't spend it through ignorance of the shopkeepers around my way. Now, you're not just, you haven't been just waiting your whole life to be a tour guide. You've had a musical career.
Yeah, I had a musical career for over 40 years. I sang folk songs and I wrote fairly standard comedy songs in a number of people's repertoires. I did TV and radio and stuff like that, and it's all grist to the mill, because that in my career as an educationist meant I've got a lot of skills that come into tour guiding.
Definitely. Definitely a natural storyteller as well. And when I was saying, so who's better out of the Irish and the Scottish, you reminded me that the original Scots were from Ireland.
Yes, they were indeed. And we have very many similar cultural and ethnic links. The clarsach, for instance, came over from Ireland, and it's a traditional instrument in Scotland as well. The Seanachies, as we call them, that were the people who wrote the epic poems, just like the Vikings, and they would praise the clan chief, etc. There's a lot of similarities between Ireland and Scotland.
Where's your favourite place in Edinburgh, and your favourite place, your favourite spot, for whatever reason, in the whole of Scotland itself?
My favourite village in Scotland is Plockton. Now, for those of you who are maybe listening into this, Plockton was the setting for the original film The Wicker Man.
Wow.
Yeah. And my favourite spot in Edinburgh, I think, is just walking in the Royal Mile.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. I guess because you can see through those buildings into the history and the stories as well inside there. Thank you very much. Your website, very cleverly, I don't know how long you've had it, is edinburghtourguide.co.uk, isn't it? And what can people find if they go there?
Well, they can find what I do, who I am, how I go about it, and they can find out how to book me if they wish and if they can afford it, because I don't come cheap. But nevertheless, it opens up, it's opened up to me professional relationships that have become long-term friendships, and I have got them all over the world.
Definitely, and I believe people don't think of you as someone they've hired to assist them in seeing what's around them, but you know, they've got a friend in tow sharing the city with them, and we've definitely felt that today. So thank you very much indeed, Bill.
Thank you.